have a person today to pick for the Ring of Honor, and that person is...
Kimmy! Yay!
This will be easy for me because I know everything.
Oh, no.
I got it, you know everything.
I hope not.
Yep.
This is Kimberly Whitmore, my youngest daughter.
And my only granddaughter.
Yep, my only granddaughter.
And I'm going to go through, you know, the normal questions. I'm going to ask you some things. If there's something you don't want to talk about or answer, just tell me
no.
Like, be like Mike. No, Mike can say no better than anybody I know.
No.
So, let's get started. Where were you born, Kimmy?
I was born at Baylor, so in Dallas.
Okay.
Who is your father?
I'm not sure yet.
There's questions out about that.
You were born in Baylor Hospital. That's the same hospital I was born in.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You have... Okay. Tell me your brothers and sisters.
I have two brothers, Joshua and Gregory, and I have two sisters, Ryan and Lindsay.
And the house that you live in now, that's the house I grew up in. Mm-hmm. How did you, when you were young, mm-hmm. You visited this house, but we didn't start living there until...
I was in middle school.
Yeah, and my parents were sick. Mm-hmm. So you've been living in that house, I guess, here in Dallas, but mm-hmm. you've lived in Dallas all your life.
Yes. When I got married, I lived in Arlington.
Let's speak about marriage. So you've been married one time?
Yes.
And you were married for how long?
About 2 years.
Did you have any children?
No.
When you were growing up, you developed a disability. Tell us what your disability is.
When I was 15, I was just always sick and could never get over anything. And I kept on getting mono, which, if anyone knows, mono you usually get once in your life. I got it like 3 or 4 times. So that's when we found out I have chronic fatigue syndrome, which it makes you just extremely tired and fatigued. I have fibromyalgia, which is you have overactive nerves in your body, in your brain, that tells your body that you're in pain all the time. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and that just affects your joints. And then I have lymphedema in my legs. That's why my legs are so big.
When your disability affected you, you weren't able to go to school?
Mm-mm. I had to leave halfway through my freshman year. And then I did get my GED, though.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
If I were to ask you, what is your biggest disappointment for you?
A big disappointment is that my marriage didn't work. I'm very glad that it didn't work with the person. But when you go into marriage, that you don't ever think you're going to divorce.
Yeah.
And I hate that I miss some stuff in my life and that I can't go to a normal job every day. I cannot have kids.
That's what I was thinking. That,
yeah.
That was one of your business. Because you, people say you and Chris are so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
I always wanted kids.
Yeah, and that's her hope. Mm-hmm. If you know Chris, you know what a terrific mother she is, mm-hmm. what a terrific grandmother she mm-hmm. is, and just any time she's around kids, she's in her element.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's kind of mm-hmm. how you are too. You watch a baby now mm-hmm. On the weekends, mm-hmm. this baby that you prayed for a while ago, mm-hmm. because so this couple have other children too.
Yes, there's five.
And so they want to get out and do things. And so I know that's one of the big disappointments. I know the fact, you know, you and I have something in common. There are a lot of us here today that have something in common, that we have gone through a failed marriage. You never go into marriage thinking that you're going to, you know, anytime I marry somebody, I don't tell them, you don't go into marriage to see if this works. You're going in it to make it work. Mm-hmm. And that was always the attitude that I had. But sometimes
there are circumstances.
Sometimes we make mistakes, sometimes other people make mistakes, and we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a reason that you don't have children. Our other daughter, her name is Lindsay. She's the same way. All her life, she has wanted to have children, and she's never been able to have children. My sister, who has always wanted to have children, never had children. I have a son, Josh, who would be a terrific dad, but they don't have. There's a reason that these things happen, and it's. And like Chris said in Sunday school, we don't have to understand why these things happen. They just happen. And just know that God is still in control of these things. I know that's a disappointment for you, but it's not a disappointment to God. Mm-hmm. What is one of your biggest achievements, you think?
I would say it would have to be my GED, just because I didn't have much school, and I have a hard time remembering things, and so getting that has been one of my biggest achievements.
Amen.
Kimmy loves to read books.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's not that she wasn't smart enough to finish school. And so I had no doubt that she would be able to get her GED and take it if she could just get through it. And I think that is. And you were very fortunate because you had two great sets of grandparents. Mm-hmm. Let's start with my parents. There are a lot of people in this church that... No, not a lot anymore, but there are some people in this church that got to know them. What's your fondest memory of Nana and Paul?
There are so many. I would have to say Nana. Me and Mom took her to Arbuckle one time when she was getting older in age, and we just enjoyed each other. It was a good road trip. I know when I was a baby, and I think I learned this from Nana, I'm sure it has Nana written all over it. When someone would ask me what my name is, I said, I'm a child of the King. I just remember that. Papa, I don't have too many memories just because I was young, and then by the time I could remember, he kind of lost his mind a little bit. But I know that he is one of the only people that I know that I've never heard him say a cuss word. His faith was so strong, and I loved how they respected each other and loved each other.
Yeah. You also had grandparents mm-hmm. from Priscilla, and I know this has been a tough few months mm-hmm. because... You lost your grandma and your, and well, you called her grandmother, didn't you?
Mama and Papa.
Okay. And you lost them so close together.
I think that's the way they wanted it, though. I don't think they wanted to live without each other. So. Yeah.
You didn't spend as much time because mm-hmm. with Nana and Papa, you lived with them. They lived in the same house. You saw them every day. But with Mama and Papa, you got to go. They used to live close by.
I have fond memories of them when they lived closer. I remember we'd have Christmas Eve there every year and just going there during the week, and I would spend the night, and my great-grandmother lived there at that house in Mesquite, so I remember going over there at times too.
You're very fortunate because some kids don't have grandparents at all.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember my grandparents much. I remember my grandmother and my Nana, but as far as grandfathers, I didn't have those. And you were lucky that you were so fortunate to have two great sets of them.
And I'm very lucky that they were Christian as well, both of them. So I feel very blessed to be grown up in a Christian home with Christian parents, with Christian grandparents on both sides. And so I knew from an early age what God was, and I got saved at a very early age.
Did you, and they, of course, were great examples for you, too. As Priscilla said earlier, her mom and dad lived, they were married longer than most people ever lived. Mm-hmm. And my parents were over 50 years together, so they set an example for you to how to love somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't perfect, like none of us are perfect.
Yeah.
But you got the benefit of being surrounded by those people that did that. Tell me about how you accepted Jesus Christ.
The very first time, I remember I was young, I was actually at my grandmother's church, and we were in Sunday school, and I remember asking Jesus into my heart, and I asked her afterwards. Over the years, I've rededicated my life several times, and so I would have to say, even though I did it at an early age, rededicating my life, probably when I was like 16.
So, what's the best part about your relationship with God? What gives you the most peace, the most joy about your relationship with Jesus?
Knowing that He loves me no matter what, and He's always there, and He's the one person who's never going to let me down. He's never going to lie to me. I can hold true to what the Bible says.
Amen.
And the peace is, one day I'm not going to be in pain anymore with my body. One day I'm going to be pain-free and be in the best place with Jesus.
If you were to, if somebody were to go up and ask you, if God, and this may be a question for a lot of y'all there, and I want you to think about it. I'm going to ask you, and you have to answer me right now, but this is a question I want y'all to think about. If somebody came up to you and said, if God is so merciful, if God loves you so much, why do you suffer so much? What is your answer to that?
There's a reason for everything, and I think one of them is because people who deal with the same thing, I can be there for them. And I think just having this church, and I have so many people here who go through health problems, I can be there for him too. And I know that God is, he might not heal me in this life, which, you know, I'll never give up faith, but I know that one day I'm gonna be healed.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I hope to be married. I hope to...
live with mom and dad.
Probably. Still in this church, and one of my goals in life is to see some part of the world. So there's so many places that I want to see, and so I hope that, and I would love to go in some sort of ministry, whether that be teaching Sunday school or praise and worship, something.
Yeah.
Wherever God wants me.
If God could, if you could just say right now that God, this is what I want to do. This is what I want for my life. What would you tell him that would be?
Just to be a faithful servant. I would love nothing more than, you know, I always wanted kids, so I would always prayed as a kid, I want to be a mother, but I want to be a faithful servant. I want to just do his will, share his will, whether it be in ministry or just through my faith.
Tell me what you like about Barnabas Baptist.
I like how it's a big family, and there's not a whole lot of people here, but I think that these people have more faith than some of the big churches. I think that our prayers, we have just such strong prayer warriors. I like that every person here is so friendly and would do anything for you. And I love that I can say that every person here is saved and is a true Christian.
If there's something about Barnabas that you could change, and you had the power to do it, you could just go, poof, and it would happen, what would you like to see change?
I would love for there to be more people, of course. I think this is an awesome church, and I want everyone to experience it. But I would also like more younger people and more children.
If y'all don't know, me and Chris are so proud of what Kim has become. She works hard and she does things that sometimes frustrates us.
On a daily basis.
You know, sometimes it just frustrates us, but sometimes it amazes us too. So, you know, haven't had a chance to get to know Kim, I want you to take the time to talk to her. She would love to. One thing she can do is talk. Girl, she talks.
And pray. I love to pray.
Yeah, she does like to do that.
And she's pretty sweet.
And one thing about Kim, she's always grateful for whatever she has. She feels like she's got another grandmother still alive today through Ruth, and they still have that special relationship they have. But she has a relationship with people in this church, and I'm telling you, she would love for the chance to pray with you, meet with you, talk with you, whatever it is you want to do. Is there somebody here who would like to have a question or something they'd like to ask him? Mm-hmm. If not, I'm gonna say a. I'm sorry.
Lisa.
Kelly.
I'm a quiet person.
You don't know her.
She's not quiet. I'm not very quiet. I have to be quiet in church, but
what?
You need to learn from her, Kelly.
We're gonna get in a fight.
Me and Jenny, love you, Carrie. Oh, I love you guys, baby.
Like your cat.
Yes. Let's have a word of prayer, and then Don's going to lead us in the songs. We're just going to have three songs today, and then I'm going to share a message with you, and we're going to sing a cappella today, so everybody sing loud.
Sing at your best.
I'm sorry, what?
We got to sing it at our best.
Yeah.
Don got it covered.
Yeah, Don's got it covered.
All right. Yeah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the chance to be here today, Father. I thank you for Kimberly, what she means to us personally in our lives as a daughter. But, Father, what she means to you, how precious she is to you, Father. And Father, I just thank you that she wants to be part of this ministry. She wants to help with this ministry. Father, you called us to this ministry, and she's part of that. Father, I thank you that you will continue to strengthen her and help her as she struggles through some day-to-day things, Father, but she understands that her hope, her joy, her faith is not built on what she can do, but what you can do, Father. And that the promises you make are as true today as when they were spoken 2,000 years ago, Father. They're promises that we can hold fast to. Father, I just speak blessings on Kim. And Father, I just pray that you will continue to guide and direct her, lead her where she needs to go. And Father, may she always be obedient to what you have for her. Father, we speak this name and this blessing on her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.